Connie here on Coast to Coast AM and soon to be at the Mile High Mystery Conference. I hope you'll come out and join me. It's going to be September 20th through the 22nd at the Green Mountain Falls area, in that area at the Sally Bush Community Building. That's in Colorado, the Mile High Mystery Conference. I'm going to be there on Saturday. A lot of great people, guests and speakers going to be. My buddy Dennis Fole has invited me there. He was the guy with the Erickson Project, right? 5 years studying Sasquatch in Kentucky, and wow, learned so much. And to get to hang with him and actually Bigfoot with him and to learn from him is amazing, because he's a good guy, nice guy, kind guy, and he'll listen to what you have to say. And then he may not agree with you, and he does it in a gentle way. You're like, did you just disagree with me? You did that so kindly. But the Mile High Mystery Conference is happening, and a lot of the people that you know from Coast to Coast that you've heard here will be at that. And that is, we've got Jim Meyer out there of Sasquatch Outpost. Jim's going to be actually emceeing it. You all know David Politis, right? He'll be out there. They're part of the show themselves, putting it together. Good old Bobo's going to be a part of it. He's also going to be on my On the Road with Connie coming up in 2 weeks. So right after that conference, we're zooming out, and we're gonna have a good time for sure. Also, who else we got out there? Peter Davenport's going to be out there. Dr. Rob Alley is going to be out there. Joe Hauser's going to be out there, and Doug Wilson too. And I'll be there on Saturday, a part of, like, hey, everybody, Coast to Coast, Connie Bliss, woohoo! So I hope you do stop by and say hi. I think it's going to be fantastic. A lot of great people in the heart of where you will see a lot of really interesting things. So stay with us. Open lines continue here on Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. We are back, and we're taking your questions here with open lines. We've had some great calls, great people calling in. Let's see what's next here. We'll take wild card line number two. And there's a lot of people on the line, so please, you guys, hang in there. Stay with me. Try to get to you here. Elaine, wild card line number two, out of Fort Myers, Florida. Oh, hey there, Elaine. Welcome to Coast. I used to live Longboat Key, Siesta Key, Sarasota, so not far from where you are.
Hi, Connie. I love your show. I always live. Make sure I'm on when you're on. I think you're
thank
awesome.
You. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I really do. I just had, this is just a very weird, you're talking about off the wall, whatever. This is very weird. I'm a 69-year-old woman, and I still remember this. When I was 5 years old in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I was born, and it was just a regular family gathering with a whole bunch of cousins and, you know, all kinds of relatives and everything, big family table. Everybody was cooking at my aunt's house and everything. And dinner was almost ready, and I decided that I just had to go outside. And, you know, I was only five, and, you know, so they said, no, don't go outside or anything. I mean, the dinner's almost ready. And I said, no, I just have to go outside. And so I went out the door, and they said, well, just come back in a minute. And I went out the door, and then it was like a dusk, you know, not dark, but not light. It's like a dusk thing, you know, right at dinner time. And even though I really couldn't really see this, I knew it was there, and there was something that was calling me to go out, way out into their backyard, and I just had to go. And so I walked, and after I got so far, there was this little gray mouse. It was just a little gray mouse, and it looked up into my eyes, and I put out my little hand, and it came into my hand, and it looked up into my eyes. And after that, I just don't remember anything. And then the next thing I remember was that I was back in the house, The whole dinner party was over, and everybody didn't even really know that I was even gone or missing or whatever. And everybody was cleaning up the tables, and I didn't know why I missed the dinner, and I was just gone, and I don't know what happened to me.
Whoa. Now, do you, after all this time, do you have an idea?
No, I just know that when I read that book about the missing deer.
The missing deer.
The missing, when the deer went missing and everything with missing time.
Wow.
That's when it clicked. I thought, what happened to me? I really don't know what happened to me.
I got a few ideas. You want me to throw them at you?
And it's bothered me my whole life. It's bothered me my whole life as to what happened to me when I because who would go out and know that a mouse is sitting there that you're going to pick up in their hand and look at you, and then you're never going to come back. And then when you do come back, you know, people don't even remember that you were gone.
Right. So can I throw out a possible answer?
Yep.
Okay, let's just throw it out. Okay, let's just throw it out. I'm just only giving this to you from what I've heard when I've talked to abductees and people in the alien world.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, again, I love Dr. David M. Jacobs. If you read his stuff, you might even pick up on it too. But so it's a gray little mouse and mice, you know, first of all, it's gray, it's small. It's a mouse and it's black eyes, right? Total.
Yep.
Black eyes.
It was a mouse with black eyes.
And it looked right up at you and looked you in the eye, and you looked it in the eye, and it led you to it, and you had to go, right? And then the family doesn't remember. Next thing you know, okay, so missing time. Next thing you know, you're back in the house, and nobody even noticed you were gone. And usually in abductee cases, like you could be, let's say your spouse is in bed with you, and you are taken up, and the spouse sometimes might wake up and go, where are you? And look around and wonder where the other one is, and maybe even get upset or whatever. But then the next day they kind of blow it off when you're back in bed. They don't even think about it. And you'll hear people that are camping in an area, and one person's taken up, and then they come back down, but nobody notices it or talks about it, even though at one point they did notice it. But everybody always forgets. Nobody remembers, you know. So that nobody remembers.
I was when I got back, and when I was reappeared in the house, I don't know how else to say that, but when I was back in the house, everybody was cleaning up this whole big long dinner table, and I was there, and nobody even remembered that I even missed the dinner, or even that they told me that I shouldn't go out or anything, and I was only 5 years old. But this mouse called me out there, and I picked it up in my hand, and it looked in my eyes, and I don't remember anything.
That's something. That is really something. Great story, Elaine. Thanks for calling in and giving me that. Thanks so much, and enjoy your view there in Fort Myers, Florida. Good for her. What a great, doesn't that, I mean, those of you that are, you know, contactees, abductees, what you may want to call yourself. I know there's different names for that and different reasons and experiencer and things like that. But does that not fit the common abduction session or taking, right? A little gray mouse, led out, you got to do it, led out. And then nobody realizes, come on, that was the five-year-old kid that they knew was already leaving and then said nothing. Yep, that sounds like a classic abduction. It's, I don't know, it's so many people have these things, and some of us are aware enough to bring it up, and others just blow it off. And I think that there's more out there that blow it off than those that are aware, but more and more people are aware, thanks to Coast AM and shows like this. All right, that was a good one. Wow. All right, let's keep it going. Open lines. is happening right now. And I know the phones are just full of people trying to see who's been on here for a while, because I know you have. And that Joe out of Monterey, California, wildcard line number one. Joe, you've hung in there. Thank you so much. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
You know, this is great. I always wanted to be on Friday night with Connie Willis because I have things to tell you.
Awesome. Okay. Bring it on.
Look, I only wrote down the things that you talked about. I mean, you opened the can of worms, and I'm going to take out each and every worm, and we'll take a look at them.
Okay. All right. Bring it on. Let's do it. Oh, no.
Okay. You said, well, what's this thing about why don't they have disclosure, or why don't these experiences come out into the open? Why is there such a kibosh or a taboo on experiences? Okay, I think you even mentioned something like this, but it was right in front of you. When a person starts having experiences, it opens their consciousness up, and they have more and more of them.
Yeah, agreed. Okay. Agreed.
So it enters into the consciousness of mankind. Okay, this is one of the reasons why I avoid certain experiences. I have way too many, and I don't want to have another area of my life confused with all these other things. ETs, I know them, okay, by name.
Ooh.
Oh.
There's a story. There's a show.
Okay. Now, he mentioned the movie, your friend, the first part. Is it Under the Skin? Okay.
Yeah.
And they go into a room, a house, and it's bigger on the inside than the outside. Okay. Well, number one, from experience, ETs are interdimensional, because I talk to them. Well, we communicate, you know. Well, anyway, let's not get into that. It's a whole other story. The interdimensional, their genetics are different than ours. We have a double helix. They have a triple helix. Oh, yeah. That's really cool. So they have that extra thing going. So there's a time and space anomaly. So in their ships, outside, the ship is so big, but inside is much bigger. Why? The interdimensional, they have this, they're in a different dimension. I don't want to talk about the Pleiadians. one quick thing. Okay, there's good and bad in all races, but the Pleiadians, they got this thing. They like to start cults. Negative Palladians, according to the positive ones, they call them demonic, okay? So when you say demonic and you're talking to an ET, you say, well, we know what that means. It means anyone that does harm to people. It's spiritual law. So we have demonic, and that could be a whole big spectrum of things, okay? I used to do exorcisms. I still do. So the first one was a taboo on experience. The second one is time and space under the skin, UFOs. The third, let's see, how to write it all down. Mind control, matrix, perception, cults and demonic interference in communication. Does that sound nice? You want to talk about that? Okay, the matrix. Okay, we are in a matrix. It's a simulation. There may be two. The Earth, Gaia, is a huge consciousness. A friend of mine used to channel, she still does, and we contacted the Earth, and he said it was humongously big. Okay, you do know that the Earth can create stones, gemstones, crystals, whenever it needs, and sometimes we find new types of stones? Well, the Earth is a living ecosystem. It's alive. It's a god. They call it a deity, okay? Mm. This is the universe we're talking about, okay? It's
right.
A living thing. So that's a trinary matrix, a trinary, because if you look at astrology, a trine is positive. A dual, like opposite and squares, that's negative. So you have your computers, which is what? Binary system, two?
Right, right.
That's a different kind of simulation, and that's extraterrestrials. They use that. Okay, so we hit.
I believe that totally. I believe that totally. I think that's where we got it, obviously. I think, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Fourth, sleep paralysis. sleep paralysis, two experiences. One with a girlfriend a long time ago. I was practicing out of body, and she saw me in two places at the same time.
Ooh. Okay?
And I tried to warn her. I was out of the body. I remember trying to talk to her and not to be able to start screaming. And I got into my body, trying to get there before she starts to scream. Okay, she kind of freaks out very easily. I don't know why.
I would too if I saw that. I believe it, but if I saw it, I'd still go, ah!
So I was trapped. I couldn't move my body. My first experience with sleep paralysis. Many years later, okay, I imagine that. Another girlfriend? Okay, I wonder why. So we work a lot with the channeling, with other beings, angels, archangels, arch deities. You ever hear of an arch deity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we work with them. I should tell you about that. Some of those experiences. We were collecting stones because we work with stones and we work with the consciousness of stones. Case in point. I had a friend in a past life who became a healer and worked with gemstones. He became a gemstone master or a guardian. I was working with someone, and she saw me as a different person. They worked through me, okay? So she saw me as a different person, this other person, and she described him, and I found out who he was, and yes, we knew each other, and, you know, so now and then I could call on him if I need to. But we worked with stones. This girlfriend and I, we worked with stones, and we had these really strong, they're like a very powerful scepters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And these were two very powerful stones. And ETs, they were investigating this, okay? Because sometimes they come by. Imagine that. And we were in bed. We were trapped. We both had paralysis. And we knew. I mean, I knew something was wrong with her, and I knew, and I couldn't move. But I knew how to get out of it. I tried to call on help because I have a whole bunch of names I can call on for help. But I couldn't think of any names to call.
Right.
Okay? Because they stop you from thinking.
Yeah, they shut you off.
not only you, but they could block your stones. They could slime your gemstones because sometimes you use them to call on people as a communication device.
Ah.
So sometimes they slime that. It's like a slime. I moved my pinky because I knew if I just moved any part of my body, I could break this. And she did the same thing. We came out of it, and what was coming was this person on the astral, is an astral entity, a person, and he had like a paddle, like a control paddle, and he was going to control us. Or, you know, they do all kinds of implants. I could, you know, well, that's another story.
Well, Joe, we're going to have to wrap it up because we got to take a break. But listen, I hope you call me again on some of this stuff. This is great. I love it. So thank you for your call. Great stuff. And waiting around so that he can get me one night so he can tell me these things. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Joe out of Monterey, California. Thanks, you guys. We got more people on the line. Hang in there, you guys. I'm trying to get to you. I promise. I promise. I promise. Open lines happening here on Coast to Coast AM. Thanks for being with me, Connie Willis. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis with you. Open lines happening. And I hope to get to as many as I possibly can in this last segment. So let's see. Where should we go here? Wild card line number 5. Ken out of Santa Cruz, California. All the Californians calling in. What's going on with that? Is it true what they say in TV and radio all the time? That it's all the California people that are open to all this stuff and they start it. Ken, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
That helps.
Oh, absolutely. No,
actually, you know, that helps. I'm sure I was exposed to some marijuana, secondhand marijuana while I was, you know, and that opens mine, I think. That's what I did. I actually live in Sunnyvale. I was in Santa Cruz just hanging out. And I'd love to speak to Joe. Find me on Facebook, Joe. Can I say my Facebook name?
Yeah, what is it?
I'm Ken Danger on Facebook. Find me, Joe. I'd love to speak with you. I'm local. I live in Sunnyvale. I'd love to have you on my inaugural podcast I'm working on. That'd be great.
He was great. There's no question about that.
I mean, I'd love to have him on for like 3 or 4 or 12 hours and just hear everything you have to say.
Yeah, yeah, that was...
I'll have a 12-pack of Red Bull or whatever you prefer, coffee, tea, and I'd love to speak to you for hours about everything you're talking about.
Well, Ken, get a little closer to the mic, and yeah, there you
is
go. And so, yeah. So what is it you had to talk about?
Well, I was just in New York. I was listening when you talked about seeing the Grand New York, and although I don't think I did, I wish I would have. But I was recently, a couple weeks ago, at Burning Man. I thought, of all places, Burning Man is where I'm going to see the mothership come down, and while the man is burning or something, and unfortunately, I didn't see that. They may have been, I'm sure they were watching me.
Oh, so how was Burning Man?
It was my first time, and it was unbelievable. I had such a blast. It was just, if you've never been, you need to go at least once in your life, because it feels like tribes coming together from all over the world, and I imagine all over the universe, kind of. It feels kind of like you're, on a dusty, desert planet in some Star Wars movie. It was unbelievable.
I like that. I'd like to try it sometime, too. I've heard so many people go to it.
I recommend it. It's not about the things, the nudity and the things that you think about. I mean, there's a lot of that, but you don't even notice it after the first day. You're just kind of like, I mean, I wear kilts with, the traditional style, so I'm sure people caught a glimpse, during a nice breeze. I apologize for that.
No, that's great. Thank you for calling in about that, and I hope that Joe gets with you, because I agree with you. He's got some great stuff going on and on and on and on, and interesting to listen to. Thank you, Ken. Open lines here on Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis with you. Annie, wildcard line number 4 out of Alabama. We got our Bama folks giving us a call tonight. Hey there, Annie. How are you? Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hi, Connie. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Well, before I tell you what I called about, which is people that disappear into thin air in front of my eyes, I would like to put out an alert about an especially bad scam against elderly people. They are calling people and spoofing local numbers all over the country and saying that they have medical devices, for sale, and they are scamming hundreds of people a day in this area. I tried to call the local radio station for a week, but they're in the process of moving, so I couldn't get them, and they have scammed 1,000 people in this area in the last week. They were bragging about it.
Isn't that terrible? It's terrible.
Yeah, they say they have an alert device that people can wear, and if you get in trouble, you can just push a button and get some help, but there is no medical device, and the way to find out it's a scam is to call that same number right back, and you'll get a recorded message saying that it's not a valid telephone number. I do that while they're on the phone, and then I confront them with it. I say, why are you calling me from a fake phone number? They're spoofing someone's number that's not really an assigned number.
It's terrible. You had people disappearing in front of you?
Yes. The first time I saw 4 little boys, about 10 or 12, ride down the back alley on bicycles. And, bicycles make noise, and that got my attention. And I looked up and saw them, and then they disappeared before my eyes. This was a few months ago, and this week, there's one car that passed my house when I was out in the yard on 2 different days, and that car was full of people. It was an older model, silver sedan that looked kind of like a Lincoln Town car, and there was a man driving it that looked like he's just a really down-to-earth man, and he always waved at me, and the car was full of people, and I would walk out to the side of the road to get a better look because I didn't know who he was, and that carload of people would disappear twice this week.
Whoa. So that's interesting. Is it in the same area that they're disappearing?
Practically in the same spot.
Right, I think there's
in front of my house and behind my house. And this time, the man pulled behind my house and went down the alley. And so I went toward the alley and saw him turn in there, and then he was gone. There were some people riding with him.
You think that it's like a portal or something?
Yes, it is like a portal. I think it's either interdimensional, or they could be shapeshifters, or like that little mouse that Elaine...
yeah.
It was probably some kind of shape-shifting alien that took her on an abduction experience. And they probably pose as a little mouse because a little child might be friendly to a little mouse, whereas they might not be as friendly to somebody that looks like an alien, so they shape-shift and take you on a trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever they have to turn into to make you trust them.
Sounded classic. It sounded classic. So in your situation, did you walk over to the area where these disappearances have happened?
Yes, I do. When I see that silver car, I walk toward it because I want to look at it. I want to get a good look and see who that is waving at me because the man acts like he's more friendly than the usual person. He's always focused on me, waving at me. The first time he was driving real slow, like he was looking at me, and he had a couple of people with him. I've never seen the man before that I know of.
Well, start noticing the time and see if there's maybe missing time for you. Maybe she had the mouse. Maybe yours are, and I'm not even saying this is the case at all. I don't know, but what you might be alluding to is, I don't know, maybe possibly them shape-shifting into something else, like a man in a car with other people in there. I don't know. What do you think? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, I think they do shape-shift into other things.
Wow.
Well,
you be careful. And if you find out more about maybe it being a portal or maybe missing time has also happened, let us know and call us back. That's Annie out of Alabama with a wonderful accent. I love to hear that accent. I like all my Alabama people. They think they can play football in that area, too. I don't know what they're talking about. Sorry, Kentucky person here. We're all about basketball. So let's go back to some more calls, see if we can't take a couple more before it all ends here. Let's see here. No, is that another Alabama person? Let's go ahead and get them east of the Rockies. It's Alabama night. Lisa is giving us a call. Hey there, Lisa. Welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
I'm Connie. How about you?
I'm good. You guys are bringing out my accent now. I'm trying to be cool, you know?
Well, we live our Alabama accents and roll tide.
There you go. There you go. So what's going on with you?
Hearing you on the show. You're wonderful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So my first experience of Bigfoot was in Alabama, just so you'll know.
Oh, my gosh.
They're all over there.
I wonder if they were here.
All over.
That's very interesting. I would love to see one. I would be scared to death, but I'd love to see one.
They're there. So now you have an experience, too, to tell us.
Yes, I have that five-year-old experience like the caller before. I woke up, and it was a man standing at the end of my bed on the outside of the house at the window, telling me to come and open the door. And I remember going to the door, and I was going to let him in. And I could see the windows above the door, and it was like there was someone up at the window talking to me. And I just kind of giggled, and then I realized my sister was with me, and we were both just giggling that we weren't going to let him in. And just strangely, you know, I have a scar on the back of my neck that there's been no injury that I know of, that my mother knows of, or anything. And after that, I don't remember going back to bed. I don't remember anything. I just remember giggling, and that was it. And I just feel like that was... an alien. I don't know why, but I do. I just wonder if there's an implant in my neck because I've lost the ability to. I foretold three deaths, and when I was younger, and all of that left me. And I just think that sometimes they take away from you than add to you.
Hmm. Have you had other experiences after five?
I do. I have dream sequences. I saw my daughter be born years before I ever got pregnant with her. It was her, and she's actually the child in the dream was Jessica Savage, and this was before Jessica Savage died, and Jessica Savage died when I was pregnant with my daughter. And I named my daughter Jessica. And I also have things that happen in my house. I've seen my husband's doppelganger so many times in my house, and spooky things and ghosts and just different things, you know, that you can't explain. And I just wonder if that has, it all leads into what happened or... You know, that happened because of that.
And some people say that if you have a ghost in your house, that it's really aliens that are there and you can handle a ghost more than an alien, or they'd rather you think it's anything other than them. So I've heard all different things. I mean, I don't know totally exactly what the truth would be, but you hear that a lot. But I don't think that everything would be an alien, even though I know a lot of people do preach that. I do think there's actually ghosts as well and different things. I think there's just different things along the way. But, wow, you know, get past all of that of what each one is. What do you think the bigger picture is? What's it all about? Why do they want you? Why do they want other people? You know, what is it? Is it everybody but just some of us are aware?
Not sure. I mean, it's mystifying to me. I don't know why I see things and other people don't. You kind of look like you're crazy because you see things that other people don't. I mean, there are other people that do, you know, you kind of gravitate to each other because of that. I guess that's why we like to listen to Coast to Coast, because
exactly
people that have experiences like you do. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think of myself as anything special, but, you know, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's go ahead.
I was just saying that I just wonder if this is something inside of me. I mean, there's no reason for the scar to be on my neck. And, you know, I mean, I've questioned my mother many times and asked her, you know, are you sure I didn't hurt myself? You never have. And it's a raised scar. So, you know, it would have to have been some kind of injury that my mother would have noticed with you know, me being a child.
You sound like a lot of other people, and that is Lisa out of Alabama wrapping it up with our open lines tonight. Thank you for your story, Lisa. And I don't know, put a magnet up to it maybe, but some people say if it's metal in any way, that's the military or our people doing it. And others say that if it's aliens, it's in a skin type form, a bio kind of thing where you can't detect it. So I don't know. The mysteries, and that's why we continue here on Coast to Coast. Thank you for being a part of Open Lines, everybody. And also thank Rodney Asher, who was here earlier with us. I hope you get to see his films. You'll understand if you've never seen them how really right on they are and how it's like, wow, he nailed it, that kind of thing. So always like to have something relatable and somebody that can kind of bring it back to life so that we can all look at it and go, yeah, exactly. And he's one of those people because there's always so many other shows that take it the other way and you can tell they know nothing about it, and you're like, okay, bummer. I thought I was going to be satisfied, as he had talked about earlier. So thank you guys all for being here. We had a great night there and great open lines. I'm not sure when I'm on next, but I'll let you know when that happens. Again, Rodney, thank you so much. It was good. Tim Banal, thank you as well for being here. And thank all of you guys. I really appreciate that. I hope you'll join me on my show, Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. How you get there is on the road with Connie.com or BlueRockTalk.tv or Connie's Blue Rockers. Join me. It's all memberships. I've lowered my price totally across the board. I thought, let's do that. I want more and more people to come in and enjoy. So out of the KOA studios, and it's now the voice of Colorado here at KOA, out of Denver, many thanks to all the people until we meet again. Julie Talbot, Bill May, Lisa Lyon, Dan Galante, Chris Burrows, Stephanie Smith, Tommy Danheiser, Lex Lonehood, Greg Bishop, Sean LeDesour, Tim Banal, Gina Salvati, Donna Walker, thank you with the phones, Mike Cosio, George Knapp, Greg Foster, Mike Wolf, Angie Sillo, and of course, George Norrie. Thanks again, everybody that has been a part of this. And oh, don't want to forget John C. Bond. Don't want to do that. Thank you for being a part of the show. And thank all of you once again. Hey, keep in mind, until we meet again, I'll be on the road with Connie, and Bobo's going to go out there with me too. Keep watching the night skies and continue with me to seek out the strange and uncover the unknown. For Coast to Coast AM, I'm Connie Willis.